Even as a child, Picasso could paint with photographic realism. He once said, "At 12, I could draw like Raphael." So why portray himself in this particular unrealistic style? Celebrated artist Chuck Close has thought a lot about this question.
The paint handling is about as klutzy and dumb as any painting made by a famous artist that I can think of. So why would it be that Picasso would want to make it look so club-fisted? In the self-portrait, eyes are rendered in the most interesting kind of way. We know that 19th century sculptors who carved in marble or cast in bronze, they would carve a deep hole into the marble or push it into the clay or the wax, which would ultimately be cast in bronze. So I think there's a kind of reference here to sculpture rather than the history and tradition and convention of painting.
So, it's a painting that's more like a sculpture. This idea reflects the way that Picasso was always reworking his subjects in different media. Ishikawa says at that time, Picasso was influenced by both the ancient and the contemporary.
He's thinking about ancient Iberian sculpture, which he's just seen at the Louvre. That's a very kind of broadly carved stone sculpture, basically fairly flat and wide eyes and big ears. And you see that in this self-portrait. But he's also looking at Cézanne, and Cézanne famously talked about the geometric foundations of paintings. And many people have looked at the cylindrical neck in the self-portrait and seen that as a direct kind of channeling of Cézanne's theoretical precept.